This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected Republicans' last-ditch effort to reverse the state of Pennsylvania's presidential election outcome on Tuesday. Without comment, the court refused to call into question the battleground state's certification process that gave President-elect Joe Biden the victory over President Donald Trump. Lawyers for the Republicans argued that Pennsylvania's expansive vote-by-mail law is unconstitutional because it required a constitutional amendment to authorize its provisions. The state's high court had said the plaintiffs waited too long to file the challenge and noted the Republicans' staggering demand that an entire election be overturned retroactively. The Democratic-controlled House of Representatives has approved a wide-ranging defense policy bill. The approval defies a veto threat from President Trump and could possibly set up a showdown with the president in his final days in office. The 335-78 vote in favor of the $731 billion defense measure came hours after President Trump renewed his threat to veto the bill unless lawmakers clamped down on social media companies he claims were biased against him during the election. President Trump also wants Congress to strip out a provision of the defense bill that allows renaming of military bases that now honor Confederate leaders. President-elect Biden is pledging to bring the coronavirus pandemic under enough control to open most of the nation's schools during the first 100 days of his administration. The president-elect made the statement Tuesday, adding that the promise is dependent on Congress providing sufficient funding to students and schools. Via remote,